Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
O.J. Simpson, the former football star who was accused of killing his ex-wife and her boyfriend, has died. His family sharing the news on social media, and I'm just going to read the statement here. On April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. This is the family's statement. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren during this time of transition. His family asking that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace. Simpson, a Hall of Fame running back and one of the all-time greats, and also a broadcaster and actor before he faced those murder charges in the 90s and became one of the most celebrated and watched murder trials in all of history. Simpson was found not guilty, but was found guilty later in a civil trial that was filed by the families of the victims.
David Norton, he making it. I guess O.J. Simpson kind of made it. I mean, to say the very least. And before we get to all this O.J. Simpson talk, a lot of our number one, we concentrated on syndicated radio. This comes off of the Talkers Magazine list, where we were ranked number 15 in the country. That doesn't really matter, but it does for this conversation, because the 14 shows ahead of us all syndicated. And that has brought up the conversation between me and my staff and my listeners. Should we start to really consider syndicating this show? And I have been syndicated before, as I've said twice already today, on both Sports Fan Radio Network and through Joel Hollander on Westwood One. So Curtis, who does a spectacular job, the Rip and Read, noon to one, every weekday afternoon, hosting overnights every weekend, and really does a tremendous job with me every day. This has become the go-to segment. He has been syndicated, and not, over his 40-plus-year legendary, iconic radio career. And I really trust Curtis for just about everything, whether we're talking about migrants in this city, crime on the subway, and especially this profession. So I really want Curtis's opinion on what he thinks about this conversation about do we or do we not syndicate Sid and Friends in the Morning. With that said, here he is, the man, the great Curtis Sliwa. Good morning, Kurt.
All syndication sucks. It has destroyed talk radio. Because of syndication, we haven't been able to develop live and local talent all over this nation, because it's so easy for a station just to plug in syndication. I was at the original WABC when Rush was doing local and then eventually national. He was better.
Hannity too, right?
Hannity better. Mark Levin, better. Much better. Because all of a sudden you get syndicated. You get like, it's milquetoast. You gotta hit your marks. You can't offend people. Sid, from day one, you'd be going cuckoo-lamunga. You'd be like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, because program directors all over the country from two watt stations that you can't even find on a map. I'm gonna get rid of the Sid Rosenberg Show, and that's gonna cause a domino effect. Do you need that aggravation?
I don't. And you said something else just now, which is really smart, and that is, quote, hit your mark. So for folks not in radio, what he means is you have to go to commercial break at a certain time. And I don't necessarily do a very good job with that, because I always consider content more important. And I figure the ads can wait. And that has caused, I mean, screaming matches in the hallway between me and Chad. And I love and respect Chad. He's my boss. He's the best boss I've ever had. But I have a way of doing things, and I don't want the clock to get in the way. And when it comes to syndication, you're right. That becomes a huge pain in the ass.
Oh, you'd be dead on arrival. And let me tell you right now, because I can see the lure of the Moolah Shmoolah, the Shmolies,
yeah,
underneath your nose. Wrong Way Lou Ruffino, Noam Layden, is so strong. It's like a conic elixir.
By the way, you're part of this group, too. I consider this a six-man show.
You will lose me.
You're gone?
I will not do syndicated radio. That has destroyed talk radio.
Curtis. Outside of Nancy and your cats,
yes,
the thing you love most in your life, and the Guardian Angels right now is doing this show, you ain't leaving no matter
what. Hold on a second. As a talk show host and egomaniac like yourself, I love myself more than everything else. You know that. Come on, Sid.
Yeah, I know you do. But you on this show, your game has gone, you're already a Hall of Famer. I mean that sincerely, Hall of Famer. But now it's completely different.
I know, but you mentioned Don Imus.
Now people who wanted to kill you actually like you.
That's true because of you.
Yeah.
You've told them, hey, sit down, break bread with Sliwa, don't break his head.
Right. But what would you say about Don Imus?
You said Don Imus was a cartoon character with the black hat.
Well, I mean, the cowboy hat, the gun.
It was great. It was great. And look at me. I'm 70 years old running around with a red beret, a red sateen jacket. Like a cartoon character in Times Square.
I know, but here's the thing. I need you to be the next mayor of this city.
Yes, so yes. That's what I'm focused on.
Okay, so before we get to the next part of the conversation, it is a hard no from Curtis Sliwa.
Absolutely not. I'm telling you, syndication radio has killed talk radio. In fact, I have been commissioned by the boss, John Catsimatidis, Chad Lopez, to find new talent out there to bring them on. Because as you know, they want to compete with the guy who's trying to take over talk radio all over the nation, the evil one.
George Soros.
Right, who's buying up stations left and right. That's why, if you notice, John and Margot and Chad and Emily have been traveling all over the nation, because I happen to feel that there's the potential they're going to compete station for station. We need great local talk radio talent, and you don't get that unless they get an opportunity and a chance before the microphone.
You know, Danielle brought it up to me yesterday, the whole George Soros thing, and I said, that's great for us. Because, yes, George has already bought stations, Odyssey stations. I've had these conversations with Chris Oliveiro and his boss. Now he's buying Cumulus stations. The more stations that he buys, the less and less competition we've got. Because let me remind folks who may think the whole world and the whole country wants to hear NPR-type radio. Over 70 million, listen again, over 70 million people voted for Donald Trump. Millions and millions of people, even in this pathetic blue city and blue state, love Donald Trump. So Soros can buy it all. There's still going to be a place for us.
Who's the beneficiary of George Soros, like a Pac-Man, buying up all these AM stations?
Who would that be?
Our own Anthony Weiner. He'll probably be syndicated on that network, right? I mean, his wife, Uber, right? His former wife, right? Is hooked up with Junior Soros.
That's true.
Come on, figure it. Left, right?
That's true. I didn't think about that. Alex Soros.
We developed the talent. I spent a year, right, developing his talent. Now he'll be a nationally syndicated talk radio show host from coast to coast.
And then your old partner, Ron Kuby, will get a job
Ron
again.
Kuby's
he'll be back.
Coming
he'll
down.
Be back. I wonder if during all those OJ days, when you were knee-deep in all that at the old WABC, was Ron Kuby on the air or off the air making a defense for that murderer, O.J. Simpson?
No, in fact, you reminded me. Slowly I turned step by step. It was June of 1994 when O.J. Simpson slipped over the wall and slit the throats of Nicole and Brown.
Was it 94?
I'm pretty sure it was
94. I thought 94. It was 92, but the trial was 94.
No, I think, can we check that? Can we do a fact check that, please?
Yeah.
I think it was June of 1994.
Wasn't the verdict in 94 as well?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you know, maybe it was
later. I stand
to
be corrected.
No, you're probably right.
Noam Layden, would you do a damn fact check? Make yourself worthy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, I think you're right. It was 94.
Probably doing some story about Toto or the Ice Palace, you know, next to Clifton. My God. So, anyway, the point being is, I have been fired at WABC, Angels in the Morning, with Lisa, which wife was that? A second wife.
The name of the show was Angels.
Angels in the Morning.
Who was, oh, was you and Lisa?
That's right. And the ratings soared when I got shot by the Gottis and Gambinos, man. I was up there with Imus and Gambling and Stern. Remember, none of them was syndicated at that time. La Vega, Wins.
So why'd they fire you?
Because this guy named John Minnelli, who was such an eccentric, right, determined that the greatest next talk show host in America, the new Howard Stern, would be Lionel.
No, he didn't. Did he really?
Yes.
But, I happen to like Lionel.
Right. But when OJ happened, Lionel was all over that. His ratings soared. Him and Bruce Anderson, who was his sidekick, the news guy. The ratings were fantastic. And then all of a sudden, the civil case is over. And I remember sitting in the newsroom because they brought me back to WABC. And Lionel was going, gee, I know this doesn't sound right, but I wish OJ would go out and kill somebody else there.
He actually said that?
Yes!
Oh, my God. OJ, you're right about that. The murders were in 94. The verdict came down October 3rd of 1995. So Lionel actually said that?
Yes. Yes, and he cannot deny that.
Lionel's not even his name. You know that, right?
Of course not.
Is it Michael LeBron or something like that?
Whatever. But the point was, I'm not gonna, because he was a great talent.
I like Lionel.
But anyway.
I like his wife, too. She's a nice lady.
No, but you're not talking about OJ, okay? Let me tell you something. If you followed his movie career, you would have figured out eventually he would be a murderer.
Really?
1977, he stars in A Killing Affair with bewitched Elizabeth Montgomery having a biracial affair with while working on a homicide. That was unheard of then, black and white. I know, I just came out of a black and white marriage, my first with Corinne Drayton. She found Jacoby, I found Myers, and we went our separate ways because we had Ugats, we had Bunkers. It wasn't easy being in a biracial marriage. And they didn't allow that, remember, on the big screen. He was the first. That was 1977. And then, do you forget Natural Born Killers?
He was in that?
Yes.
I did forget.
Natural Born Killers. And remember, he was in Frogmen. That's where he learned to slice the throats.
With
remember?
A knife. Yes.
Right. So
yes.
You follow his movie career, and you could have predicted it. And, of course, his career doing advertisements on TV. Who could forget him and Arnold Palmer for Hertz, right? Latrobe, Pennsylvania, Arnold Palmer, and O.J. Simpson for Hertz for years. They were the two biggest personalities in America.
In fact, now that you mention it, we're going to play that right now. This dates back to 1978. Thank you, Curtis. 46 years ago, O.J. Simpson doing a Hertz commercial, cut number 5.
Nobody does it better than Hertz.
Nobody does it better. Hertz leads the others by far. Nobody does it best of all you. Hertz, the superstar.
Nobody has more of what it takes to rent you a Fairmont, Mustang, LTD, or other fine car faster.
Hertz, the superstar.
And the only commercial to compete with them at the time, remember, Andy Granatelli, STP, the racist edge, with my friend here, Mario Andretti, remember, Formula One race car, from where? Nazareth, Pennsylvania.
Wait, but back then, didn't Mr. Whipple compete with Charmin or
not,
Mikey?
No,
he likes it, Mikey?
No, muscle cars, remember?
Oh, muscle cars, yeah.
70s, OJ. OJ was everywhere. But what you don't realize is, let's go back to his birth in San Francisco, up there in Potrero Hill. His father was a top-rate 5-star chef on Russian Hill in San Francisco. And at night, he was the top drag queen performer in the Castro.
Who was?
O.J. Simpson's father.
Oh, my God, don't say that.
Absolutely, it's proven. And if, in fact, reparations had passed in California because he had lived there with two African-American parents, he would have gotten $1 million, O.J., in Vegas.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, now it makes sense for folks that followed O.J. Simpson's career. Of course, he played his collegiate football. He won the Heisman at the University of Southern California. But he had all those great years with the Buffalo Bills. And then he retired a San Francisco 49er.
Oh, wait. You say football, right? Rosie Greer. Slowly I turn, step by step. The great defensive lineman for the Giants. Then the L.A. Rams. Remember, it's it conflates with history now. Here it was, Rosie Greer, bodyguard for RFK. The reason, Biden, you must assign Secret Service to RFK Jr. What a disgrace. Anybody named Kennedy running for president?
I mean, you would think
it,
his father and his uncle were both assassinated.
But you would think, you'd think he'd be a marked man. Yes.
His bodyguard, he had just won the California primary. He was on his way to the presidency. Remember walking through the kitchen, saying hello to everybody who was cooking back there. And Sirhan, Sirhan, Palestinian, right? Anti-Israel, hated Jews, shoots him. Who caught Sirhan, Sirhan? Rosie Grier. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Rosie Grier caught him and body slammed him there. He wasn't going anywhere. Then, remember, Rosie Grier goes to L.A. County Jail, men's division. O.J. is remanded to jail, no bail. And remember, this Rosie's now a minister. He's got the Bible in his hand. And O.J. confessed to him. Lip readers say he confessed. The deputy sheriff convinced Lance Ito, the judge, remember that whacked out one, said, hey, I want to use this as evidence.
They wouldn't let him.
Because Rosie Grier walked into court with the Bible in his hand and invoked the clergy penitent privilege and said, I cannot reveal what he said. Rosie Grier knew everything. Remember, Rosie Grier would be on the Ed Sullivan Show playing guitars. He was like...
Well, I don't remember that. I'm not that old.
Oh, my God.
But I will tell you this, that I do remember when they remanded O.J. Simpson to jail. You may remember, I believe, the cell right next to him, or certainly in a very close vicinity, was the Menendez brothers.
Yes.
The two kids that killed their parents.
Exactly.
What a star-studded prison that was.
Oh, L.A. County. Hey, I got locked up in L.A. County.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah, and the Bloods and the Crips wanted to kill me. They had actually made a peace pact. Let's kill Sliwa.
You should just tell everybody you were there with O.J. and the Menendez brothers.
Oh, yes, okay. And then finally, you mentioned Johnny Cochran. Al Slim Shady Sharpton, who has his convention, his shakedown convention for Fortune 500 companies this week for the National Action Network, where he sells them civil rights insurance, where he says, hey, I understand that you have some racial issues. And the CEO goes, we don't have any. If you don't buy a table or two, you will. And now I'm going to give you a certificate
Hilarious. That
protects you from anyone claiming that you're racist or you're unfair to minority people. And they give up the shimoles. Remember,
Mother, they had a huge dinner for that group last night, and Joe and Mika and all these reprobates all spoke.
Of course.
And it was about the most nauseating thing you'll ever see.
Was Tawana Brawley there?
No.
Was he Tawana Brawley? Remember, he made all that up. Him, Mason, and Maddox. They created a racial divide right up there in Poughkeepsie.
Wait a second. Eric Adams, I heard him once say on WBLS that Maddox, who died, I believe, earlier this year, was one of the great attorneys we've ever had.
A virulent racist. Virulent. So they create this racial divide up in Poughkeepsie, right? They malign Stephen Pagonas, the ADA. They said he was responsible for raping Tawana Brawley. It never happened. Steve did not backtrack. He sued him for defamation. I went up to the trial. I supported Steve Pagonas almost every other day. You know who was up there supporting Al Slim Shady Sharpton? Geraldo Rivera.
Oh, he covered the O.J. Simpson trial in brilliant
I read him the riot act outside.
No.
I said, you are a disgraziata, right? And they were spitting at Pagones and his father at the time who was alive and his family each time we come in. So he wins the judgment against Sharpton. Sharpton says, I'm not paying a penny. Put me in jail. You know who paid the defamation suit? Johnny Cochran.
Oh, my God.
Because he was setting up, remember, law offices in New York.
Yes.
So Sharpton was the steerer, the family advisor. Hey, Johnny, I'm going to steer you a lot of work, huh? That was probably the worst sin of the many sins committed by Johnny Cochran. But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. All of this is masking what we cannot forget. And I know, Sid, you are the only one carrying the torch with me.
I am.
Sunday will have been 21 days since the assassination, the execution of Jonathan Dillon.
I do have an update. Paul DiGiacomo did reach out after the conversation I had on the phone with Stephanie Diller, John's wife. Paul DiGiacomo did reach out to Stephanie yesterday because there was a very good chance she was going to join me today. And I completely understand this. She said, I'm just not ready yet. Not yet.
Well, I am. I'm beginning on Sunday the Never Forget Jonathan Dillon tour.
Love this.
Of every precinct in the city. You know, first, I have the rally to save Brooklyn and Queens, the neighborhood surrounding Floyd Bennett Field. you know, from the illegal alien invasion. People, you got to come on out this Sunday, 12:30, rain, snow, sleet, or shine, over on Kimball Street between Avenue U and Avenue V. As we come back together, we take back Floyd Bennett Field, we stop this invasion, we stop Holcomb, we stop Biden, and we especially stop Eric Adams, mayor of the illegal aliens. And once I'm finished there, join me. I'm going to the 101st Precinct on Mott Avenue at 199 Mott Avenue, just a block away. That's where Jonathan Diller was assassinated, executed. I'm going to stand out there in tribute of Jonathan Diller. He's already forgotten. Look at the news cycle, ladies and gentlemen. He's not even mentioned every week, every precinct in the city. If I'm there by myself, we will not forsake Jonathan Diller and the New York City Police Department that gets pimp-slapped around by our elected officials. Stand with me at 4 o'clock, 101st Precinct, Mott Avenue. If I'm alone, it doesn't matter. Every week, another precinct. We will never forgive these politicians. And we will never forget the sacrifice of Jonathan Diller, his family, his friends, and most importantly, all the other cops who've been slain in the line of duty, who Andrew Evil Eye Cuomo's parole board released 37 cop killers. Cuomo, you are un desgraciado, a shunder.